This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Saw a good movie this weekend called The Social Network about Facebook.
So you're recommending it, huh?
I am, yeah. It was really a lot of fun, and I was on the edge of my seat a few times. It's an amazing story of how these kids put this thing together, and this kid is the youngest billionaire in the history of the planet. I mean, it's just, I'm blown away at what they were able to do when they show you actually how they did it. It's just amazing. The website, virginiatomorrow.com. Bob, we have a whole lot of Tea Party news here in Virginia, and I guess we begin with the convention. Put this into perspective for us.
Well, it was a pretty substantial convention. I mean, they really did draw thousands of people to the Richmond Convention Center, and perhaps more interestingly, they also drew a whole lot of Republican heavyweights. You know, everybody in Virginia, Ken Cuccinelli, Bill Bowling, Bob McDonnell, George Allen, they were all there, and they were all there cultivating Tea Party support. So it goes to show you that this is a movement that's having an impact on Republican politics right now.
Yeah, and can you gauge for us the extent to which that impact is real, or is it just sort of a fleeting thing? I mean, Slate has an article now sort of exploring the idea of, you know, the Tea Partiers are worried that if the GOP does really well in the midterms, that they can just sort of ignore the Tea Party folks again. And, you know, they've served their purpose. They helped them get some votes, but now they don't really need them anymore.
We'll have to see about that. My guess is that a number of these folks are going to be around for more than this year. Certainly, I think, at least through the 2012 cycle. And so my sense is that one way or another, they're going to have an influence on the Republican Party. Right now, I think they're providing added energy and enthusiasm in most places for Republican candidates. But at the same time, they're not, as what I'd call it, simply in the pocket of the party, as some Tea Partiers would tell you. I thought a number of the questions that they gave me that they wanted to put forward in front of Lieutenant Governor Bowling and Governor Bob McDonnell on a session I was moderating with them were pretty tough-minded questions from their perspective, asking them why they supported taking federal stimulus dollars, why they gave targeted tax breaks to Hollywood film producers rather than trying to do something across the board on the corporate income tax. They were all pretty tough questions. So my sense is that they're pretty dedicated to their ideas and principles, probably a little more so even than they are dedicated to particular individuals and particular candidates.
Right? Well, that was my next question. We're talking with Bob Holsworth, VirginiaTomorrow.com. Are there any particular stars here in Virginia specifically, whether coming from the Tea Party, activists, or from the, you know, the standard GOP playbook of stars? I know George Allen was there, for example, at the convention.
Yeah, I think George Allen, they're supportive of George Allen. My sense that obviously right now the leading star, you might say, in the Virginia Tea Party firmament at the moment is Ken Cuccinelli. Both Governor McDonnell and Bill Bowling were given very positive receptions, but perhaps the strongest reception that I recall was when they noted they supported Ken Cuccinelli's health care suit against the federal government. All of a sudden, there was a standing ovation. The next day, Cuccinelli was very, very warmly received. I think someone said he was in the Tea Party before the Tea Party was invented, and that might be a very good description that, a number of Republican establishment figures the Tea Party has opposed. It's had an ambivalent relationship even with some of the Republicans in Virginia. I don't think that's the case with Bob McDonnell. They seem pretty supportive of. But my feeling is that really the Tea Party star at the moment is Ken Cuccinelli. And that's unlikely to subside in the next couple of years, I don't think.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. VirginiaTomorrow.com is the website. The Virginia Tea Party recently held its convention. And just to reading here from your website, Bob, Governor Bob McDonnell, Bill Bowling, Ken Cuccinelli, George Allen, Delegate Bob Marshall, I think Eric Cantor was there as well. It was a real lineup, and yet it's strange. It sounds to me like, you know, a GOP convention.
Well, they asked Glenn Nye if he wanted to come and debate there, And at the last moment, Congressman Nye basically said he had scheduling issues and other things that were probably more substantial for him to attend to. I think they also asked former Governor Doug Walker to appear on a panel on state government reform, but I think he had a conflict with a board meeting that he had out of town. So my sense is that, by and large, the energy that they're giving right now is going to benefit the Republicans. At the same time, they're not entirely in the GOP camp, but they're certainly not the Democratic camp. And over the years, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, Coy, as some of the social issues that they support get fleshed out and get more attention. You know, I was struck at the convention by the real prominence of pro-Second Amendment individuals and groups at the event. And I'm not talking here simply about, sort of what you might call traditional organizations such as the NRA. The Virginia Civil Defense League was extremely prominent there. There are a number of people who, certainly support open carry, and they were open carrying at the event. You know, and at times these folks have positions that are somewhat controversial, such as supporting the open carry laws on college campuses. And it'll be interesting to see how the Republican establishment figures respond when the Tea Party starts pushing, let us say, their some of these strong Second Amendment positions that they have.
Yeah. It's interesting. We're talking with Bob Holdsworth about the recent Tea Party convention here in Virginia. It's interesting, the Slate article that I'm looking at said that the cheers for Robert Hurt were somewhat muted because obviously a lot of Tea Party folks had taken him on and tried to get the nomination instead of him.
Yeah, I mean, and that's clear that Jim McKelvey got about 27% of the vote, as I recall, in that race, and that was an impressive number for somebody who had never been heavily involved in the political arena before. But in Virginia, most of the establishment candidates did win. But at the same time, not too many of these people are going to be supporting Tom Perriello. They're not going to be supporting Barack Obama in 2012. And so long as they're not forming an independent party with independent candidates, it looks to me the GOP will benefit. Probably the big question in Virginia, actually, Coy, is the second district where Kenny Golden, former chair of the Virginia Beach Republican Party, is running an independent candidacy, and he was at that convention as well, basically suggesting that the two parties have become too much alike, and it's time to really look for an alternative. So that's the kind of place where they could harm the Republican Party in the near future. There may be a couple of cases where they knocked out conventional Republican establishment figures who had an opportunity of winning this November, maybe in Delaware with Christine O'Donnell is a good example of that. But overall, because politics today is often determined by how well you mobilize the enthusiasm of your voters, because you don't always have the same electorate election after election, it's my sense that overall they're going to have a positive impact on GOP chances in November.
We're talking with Bob Holdsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. Hey, Bob, can you do us a favor and speak very candidly and take sort of a long view of the current Tea Party movement? Because we've seen things like this before pop up on the right or the left, and I'm certain that you've written before about some third-party movements, whether nationally or here in Virginia. And how does this sort of stack up to previous things that you've observed?
Yeah, this is not all that different in some, in broad form, Coy. I mean, what you often have are these what I would call small p populist movements by people who are very frustrated and annoyed and aggravated by what they consider to be an out-of-touch political establishment. They've popped up on both the right and the left. Typically in America, they really haven't succeeded in forming a third party, because what usually happens is something akin to what the GOP establishment is trying to do right now. It incorporates many of the major ideas and hopes that by doing that it can incorporate a lot of the enthusiasm of the party. So this is not all that uncommon. Sometimes some members of the party get frustrated with what they consider the establishment turn. They try to form their own alternative candidacies and parties, and sometimes they become influential within the party. So we're going to have to see how the Tea Party develops. But my sense is that over time, this is, you know, the Republicans, at least at the moment, think this is a grand opportunity for them to gain support for a group of voters who are certainly frustrated with Washington and recognize that at the moment, the party in power in Washington is the Democrats.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. The website is virginiatomorrow.com. It's about 14 minutes in front of 5 o'clock here on Charlottesville right now. News Radio 1070 WINA. Bob, what's the status on Ken Cuccinelli's suit against the University of Virginia?
Well, you know, this one, I think we're going to be seeing two lawsuits emerging right now, Coy, because as you saw that last week, he reissued the civil investigative demand, what you might call a quasi-subpoena, once again asking for some records of Michael Mann pertaining to a state grant for which he applied. My guess is that the University of Virginia is likely to say the same thing it did before. You know, when I read the demand, the essence of the case is this, that the Cuccinelli made that Cuccinelli says that Mann made a claim about, you know, global warming that was then discredited by other scientists. And they say in that when he made this grant application, he essentially didn't take into account any criticism that had been made of his work. And that by refusing to take into account this criticism of his work, he committed a fraud against the taxpayers. UVA, I think, is just going to reiterate its stance and redouble its opposition because they're going to suggest this is academic freedom. And, you know, if all of a sudden we started prosecuting every professor who didn't change his ideas when somebody criticized them, you know, we'd have the entire faculty up for up for grabs here. So they're going to defend the stance vigorously. And then secondly, what Ken Cuccinelli also said is that he is going to appeal the decision of the judge who made the original issued the original opinion that UVA did not have to comply with the first civil investigative demand. So essentially, what we now have, Coy, is we have two lawsuits going on. One is the appeal. And then we're going to have the second suit that will occur once UVA refuses to comply with the second demand. So at least legally, we've now got double trouble, you might say. And then politically, it's very clear that Cuccinelli doesn't believe, particularly with his base, that there's much of a downside, criticizing climate change scientists and entering the culture war against universities. But we'll have to see what that does ultimately to his support within Virginia, let us say, with some circles in the business community that are very favorably disposed toward Virginia's flagship university.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very interesting angle on that story there. So now the lawyers take over, and it gets really confusing for people like me.
we're on two fronts now. So, I think what we've done in essence is add another suit. To those, because we have the appeal going on, plus we have, I think, reiteration of UVA. UVA now, obviously, quite the best place to be for the attorneys for UVA. UVA said in their suit that they've already spent $375,000 defending themselves from the attorney general. And I don't know how many hours these attorneys put in, but it has to be a pretty good race.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Bob Holsworth, VirginiaTomorrow.com. Before we let you go, the latest on the privatization of liquor sales in Virginia?
Well, what's happened, Coy, is that journalists from around the state have gone around and interviewed their local delegation, and the story is often the same, where you find a number of Republicans in the House having some pretty serious reservations, at least at the moment, about proceeding apace with the ABC privatization plan. So my estimation is that this makes it far more unlikely that we'll wind up with a special session to deal only with ABC privatization before the end of the year, that Bob McDonnell's far more likely to try to put together a broad package of government reform for the next session in which ABC will be one of the centerpiece items but not the only item. And in that way, he might be able to do some horse trading and gain support among his fellow Republicans and with some Democrats. But right now, the prospect of this passing in a special session is dim.
Yeah, and I will say this again. I say this every time we talk about it. I'm just flabbergasted that we have conservatives in Virginia who are opposing this because, you know, for whatever reason, ultimately I think it gets down to the fact that they like that revenue stream and they don't want to see it go away. But it would just seem to be a no-brainer for a conservative in Virginia to stand up and say, I don't want my government in the business of the monopoly business of selling liquor.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine why the state, you know, you would design a state to get into the liquor business. My sense is that it's not only the money among some of them, is that they, you know, are particularly worried about some of the social effects, and they don't like Finn very much, and if we're going to have it in Virginia, they want the state to hold the monopoly.
Yeah, which also is even more interesting that the anti-government conservatives like the government when it comes to "quote unquote" controlling sin.
Well, we do it with gambling, right? We, you know, the state controls the lottery. We don't have, we do have some off-track betting, but we have it's very limited and very restricted in Virginia compared to other states. You know, I've jokingly suggested that maybe we can make a bid for Philip Morris' cigarette business.
Yeah, yeah. VirginiaTomorrow.com is the website. Check it out. Bob Holzler joins us every Monday afternoon. Bob, thank you, sir, so much.
And you take care, Coy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.